Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, but listeners anywhere in the world. We have an exciting show. You could log on blogtalkradio.com and click on and hear the excitement, the breaking news that I have, because I'm welcoming. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Kathy.
Remember to talk up
a little bit.
I sure will. Now you're on the air. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. I just don't want... The silver fox is still sleeping, but I made sure that I shut my studio door. So, I'm looking out the window. How dark is it in St. Louis?
Oh, it's still fairly dark out there this morning.
Uh-huh. Now, I want to introduce you to Chuck Decker, who is the Midwest Director of Impact. And I'm going to turn the microphone over to him, and he's going to tell you all about Impact and his experience with ironworking.
Okay,
you're on, Chuck.
Well, first off, Impact is the Iron Worker Management Action Cooperative Trust. It is set up 10 years ago to try and put contractors in iron worker locals on some sound footing, instead of talking every 3 years at contract time, to interact throughout the year and work together where we have many common interests and work towards positive ends in the ironworker industry.
I kind of see the two of you working together just to keep everyone happy and to be sure that the end result is true professional conduct and an experience. Now, Chuck, we know that you have been in the industry for over 40 years. I was absolutely fascinated when you were telling me about your experience with the Union Station that was shuttered for years. Will you share that with the listening audience today?
Yes, that was around 1985. It had been shuttered for years. It was one of the largest train stations in the United States during World War II. Many of the troops went through Union Station in St. Louis, and it had been shuttered. And there was a gentleman, and I can't think of the company now, that got snowed in St. Louis, and he got in a cab and took a ride around. He was a developer, and stopped at Union Station and loved the architecture. And it took off from there that they would rehab Union Station into a modern hotel, and with shops and restaurants and so forth, a very nice social gathering. And it was a fast-track job, that's a fascinating ironworker job, that when they wanted certain parts of the steel walls, and there was a lot of glass and aluminum, they just sent standard material, and they had a design drawing with not a lot of measurements on it, and the ironworker would look at the design and fabricate everything on site.
Now, that was quite a feat at that time, 1985.
Oh yeah, that was quite a project. Working and towards the end, the last month of the job, they worked around the clock, and you would go home and come back, and there would be trees and flowers and all type of things out there. Didn't think they were going to get open in time, but they did open up on time, And it's fell on a little bit of hard times lately, and they're trying to refurbish the idea that it can be another, you know, a social atmosphere for the St. Louis community.
Okay, so now this same area, the Union Station, is it up and running now, or is it at a stalemate?
No, it's up and running. It's up and running. I think there's some vacancies there that in the beginning it was completely full, and there might be a few vacancies, but it's still you know, quite a place to see. The architecture is from the late 1800s. And it's a beautiful stone and brick structure, the old part of it.
All right, now this is in St. Louis?
It is in downtown St. Louis, yes.
And what is the population of St. Louis?
Well, the city itself is around 50,000.
Oh,
and,
really?
But the St. Louis City and St. Louis County is probably around 2 million in the metropolitan area.
Now, how many of them are iron workers?
Well, we have a local in East St. Louis is 392. Then my local is in St. Louis is 396. And 396, it has about 1,200 working members and about 800 retirees. And East St. Louis has about 500 members, and they have probably about 300 or 400 retirees.
Mm-hmm. You know that I've been married to an iron worker for 62 years. And
yeah, that's wonderful.
Oh, we had to live through our twists and turns, but I have to tell you, you iron workers are a breed unto yourselves. You truly are. And what most people don't know is that there is a sophistication. There are many faces of an iron worker. And you know, all of the young grasshoppers, we would go to the retirement party, and Chuck, I would just sit there and I would marvel at the older retirees that came in. They were dressed beautifully, and then the young bucks would come in with their little trophy wives or girlfriends on their arm. And what was beautiful about it is the camaraderie. They just loved being together. And this is what most people don't know about iron workers. They have each other's back. And their commitment to family, unbelievable. What other experience in your 40 years can you share with us before we go into the training and the different certifications? What else can you remember just right off the top?
I did one of my first jobs is in 1973 and 1974, was the Mercantile Tower. It was a 35-story tower office building downtown St. Louis, and that was a very interesting job working for Ben Hur Construction Company, and they do a lot of the big high-rise buildings in St. Louis. And that was a very unique experience because when they set four floors with a typical crane and then put a guy derrick, two guy derricks on the job, and that is a self-jumping crane that you set two floors, which is called a tier, and after you set the tier, then you jump the crane up to the next up two floors, and then you start over and you set another two floors, and you keep going like that until you get to the very top.
Oh, man. But what was your job description? What were you doing at that time? Your capacity?
I did a little bit of miscellaneous iron on that job, and I worked in a raising gang, which is a six-man crew on a derrick. Derrick has a phone man. And I was one of the hook-on men that hooks the steel up and sends it up to the connector.
Oh, my goodness. There was a guy. I wish I could find it. Let me see. There was a guy in Chicago that attached a camera to his helmet while he was working on the John Hancock building. And
was that in the paper in the last day or so?
Well, I think it was about a month ago in our paper.
Oh, okay.
But perhaps
I saw one a day or two ago, the same type thing, yeah.
Oh, our technology. Now, if you're going to be an iron worker, two things you need to know about. You have to love the outdoors. You have to love creating. What about heights? How many of the guys leave the business because they can't handle 20 stories, 30 stories, taller buildings?
That is true, and so there are some people that don't care for that. And we also put the reinforcing rods in concrete, and a lot of times that is not a, very, it's high up, but it's after most of the floor's down and the concrete's poured, the concrete is being poured with the rebar in it. But a lot of our people don't have to necessarily work very high up in the open steel.
What an exciting career. We're just going to do a little sidebar here. All of you youngins out there, you grasshoppers, and you don't know what you want to do with the best of the rest of your life, I want you to think about, I know you could go to college, and it's a 4-year commitment. And after that, you have, unless you're a trust fund baby, you have quite a debt in college tuition. But I want you to think about the Dom Perignon of the trades, iron workers, and you do have to qualify. I want you to log on www.ironworkers.org and take a look. Is this for you? If you don't, you'll never know. But you can't be one of these little sissies that's afraid of hard work. How would you encourage them? What would you say to them based on your experience and the steadfastness of iron workers? You know, the pension and the health care is over the hill, just really great.
Well, what I would tell young people is if they're not a scholarly type, which you said leaves most of the kids today with almost a house payment type situation, that you go to work as a apprentice and you get a reduced pay, and that pay, you get a pay raise every 6 months until you get to journeyman status after you've satisfied a certain amount of hours. During that time you're being trained, you're being paid, and not only you're being paid, you're adding money to your pension credits, and you do have health insurance, which is a very huge thing in today's day. You're making a living out there, getting a decent health insurance plan. So you have your health insurance, and in St. Louis they have a dental plan, they have vision care, and a pension, and they also have a 401k type savings, which is an annuity. And so it's a very lucrative occupation the sky's the limit if you start out with, being an apprentice and doing a lot of gopher work. You go for this and you go for that. and then you can end up being, superintendent of a company. You can own your own company. You can be a officer of a local union. You can become the person that runs the local union. So there's just a tremendous amount of opportunity to expand and grow your career is almost as much as you work you want to put into it.
Now, when does the health care and the pension kick in? When they become, while they're going through their apprenticeship, when does the health care and the pension kick in?
Okay, the pension starts right away, and you get so much an hour, and then you get so many hours, and you need 1,500 hours to get one pension credit. And then that pension credit is so much a month. Currently, it's $106 a month per credit per month. And on your health insurance, you have to pay in for 6 months, and you have to have, I've been away from that for a little bit, but I believe I can't remember. You need 100 and... can't remember how many hours you need, but to qualify. But you have to get so many hours in 6 months to qualify, and then you have insurance for 6 months beyond the quarter you're working in. So, in other words, when you start out, you pay in for 6 months and you don't get any insurance. But then after that, you get 6 months beyond. Say if you're laid after you have coverage, you're laid off. You get two quarters beyond the quarter you're working in going forward.
Listen to me, all of you out there. This is a career that you really need to think about. Now, what the beauty is that once they've qualified in their journeyman, their health care and pension follow them no matter where they go.
Yeah, well, in most cases, there are a couple places. It used to be worse than it is, but it's called reciprocal. And for example, if I'm a St. Louis man and I go to New York City and go to work, I can sign. Well, not New York. That's a bad example because that's one of the places where they don't have money follows a man. But if you say I go to somewhere in Florida or Texas, and they have money follows a man, then you sign reciprocals, and the money that you earn for your pension and welfare and so forth gets sent back to your home local treasury, and then you get credit depending on what that amount buys. If it's a different amount, if it's more, it buys more pension time. If it's less, it buys less pension time, in the same way with health insurance. And that money goes back, and it's basically called money follows the man, and wherever you work, that money goes back to your home local.
What incentives? Now, let's just talk about impact for a while. It is absolutely an incredible concept. Impact, Iron Workers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. And they're incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Chuck, I was just amazed when you told me that Impact will spend allegedly $5 million per year in training and different certifications. That is amazing. How does that work?
How does what work?
How does the training, the money that you're spending, Impact is spending in training for different certifications, where is that money going and what is it doing? How does it impact the iron worker and the contractor?
Well, in many of the programs, we have around 30 something programs that we try and add value to the iron worker services to make our contractors more competitive and take that competitiveness and return that to the end user, or i.e. the owner that is hiring us. And I'll start maybe with saying the National Training Fund is funded by Impact, and the National Training Fund takes care of all the training that we do with iron workers We spend approximately, this is industry generated funding, $5 million a year on training, and approximately $800,000 a year on contractor classes and leadership classes, because along with the trained workers, you have to have supervision to run these type programs. If you look at the National Training Fund, we have a National Iron Worker Welding Certification program, and any certified welder that welds in a six-month period and gets that documented by their employer sends that into Impact, and Impact in turn continues to keep their welding papers up to date with their certification. And that is all part of the Impact funding. Now, there's no free lunch out there. They pay hourly into the fund, Impact fund, but all this is included in the Impact training fund. We also have a wind turbine training program where we have a special class to get certified to put wind turbines up. We have mobile training trailers that out west and at different places that are geared with welding machines and classrooms, and they pull that trailer out to say in Wyoming, and the job's 300 miles away. They'll take the trailer from the school, they'll take the trailer to the job site, and they'll be able to certify welders. They teach apprentice classes and do anything they can to help keep iron workers with the proper certifications to perform the work in question.
That is just awesome. Now, what about women? What role do we play in all
of
this?
I think the iron workers are pretty progressive with women. We encourage women and have been part of the national women in construction movement. We have about 135,000 active members in the United States, and of which 2,000 are women. And out of those 2,000 women, 1,700 are active. Meaning that they are, you know, at some point, you know, they're employed or seeking employment at any given time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the ages? How old do you have to be?
You have to be 18 years old is a basic requirement. It's a federal, that's a federal age.
Mm-hmm. And what is the age of most of the guys that retire from ironworking?
Well, you can retire to different things. It's very hard on your body. A lot of the work is physical, and many of our iron workers are pretty robust men. As they grow older, they're in pretty good shape through the work that they do, and it keeps them going. But their age, it can be anywhere from you can get an early pension. In most places, around 55 years old, and it's less money than it would be if you were 62 or 65.
Mm-hmm. It's an awesome opportunity for all of you out there. Listen, I'm ready to sign up, but
okay.
I think I don't want to ruin a manicure. I'm always delighted when I see them on construction on the roads here in Illinois, and it is an opportunity for all of you, ironworker/impact, know that you are truly being taken care of. Now, Chuck, how wide is your territory?
I actually cover to the west side of Kansas and the east side of Illinois in a vertical line, and horizontally from the Canadian border down through Texas, Louisiana. Going around visiting locals and trying to facilitate programs and so forth, and get pretty much all over throughout that area.
So, in a year, how much traveling do you do?
Oh, I'd say about maybe a third of the time. So it's 100 or so days on the road.
I don't know about...
One thing I'd like to mention is that we have a national program, See Something, Say Something, Everyone Comes Home Safe, and it's an awareness program that tries to keep anyone from getting having a fatality at work. That it's a dangerous occupation, and we certainly work very hard at trying to. We're working on zero fatalities, and we're working very hard to come up with a year. One fatality is too many at work. But we're trying to come up with zero fatalities, and it's a national program that runs throughout Impact and Canada.
That is awesome. So give me their tagline again. See something, say something.
Yes, see something, say something. And if something looks unsafe, tell somebody and that nobody can, get injured or hurt or even killed on a job. From something that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Silver Fox was on for over 50 years, and I have to tell you, it was safe. I don't want to scare all of you out there. There are dangers in almost every occupation. Look at the policemen that are out with cars. You never know. But you've got to know that you have to be athletic, you have to be strong, and you have to have this passion to really make a difference, not only in your life, but perhaps in the world. Because, you see, your work is buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. And I salute all of you. Now, I'm going to give you two websites to go to, www.impact-net.org. And if you want to find out more about ironworkers, ironworkers.org. It's something you need to look into, because if you don't, you'll never know. Chuck, thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate it.
Oh, for taking the time this morning. And any closing words of encouragement to our listening audience worldwide and locally?
Well, just work safe out there and, come home every night.
There you go. Even if it's Halloween and it's still dark out. Chuck, where did the year go?
They go by pretty quickly, don't they?
Yeah. Now, what is your agenda today? Being
I'm sorry?
Friday, what is your agenda today? Your work?
Oh, I'm working on a couple of meetings that are coming up. We have joint meetings with labor and management, and working on a couple updates. Review what we've been doing for the last 6 months, and then there's some other things that come up at these meetings that are progressive and what we can do to further the industry in a positive way.
Awesome. Now, what do you do for social? Is there anything within the context, the core of Impact and Ironworkers that's a social event that everyone is invited to? They do Iron Fest in August.
Everyone in the industry is invited to them, but not the outside. Now, they do have, school days where they have, high school promotions and so forth where they go around talking about it, but not necessarily an open house type thing for anybody to come to.
Oh, thank you so much, Chuck. We're going to have to do this again. The two websites, impact-net.org and ironworkers.org, and you've had, all of you out there, have had the pleasure of listening to Chuck Decker, who is the director of Impact in his area. the Midwest director. And
yes.
I've learned a great deal about Impact and even more about Ironworker. You didn't realize that you are a walking encyclopedia.
No, I'm not sure about that, I appreciate the kind words.
But if they're true, thank you so much.
Okay.
And
all right. Well, thank you.
Make it a great day. Yeah. All right.
I'll see you
then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi there. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you've had the pleasure of listening to Chuck Decker, who is the Midwest Director of Impact. It's a career that you really need to think about. And I'll give you the websites one more time, impact-net.org and ironworkers.org. And by the way, you could call in. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And if you would like for me to share with you my experience of spending 62 years of my life with an ironworker, it shall be my pleasure. There is a CD out, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. It's only 8 minutes, and it's in my voice. It's an original. And you'll see the comparison. They're just absolutely an incredible breed of men and women that have a passion about making America and the world beautiful. Excuse me. My email address is Kathy. Excuse me. Email address is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Or you could check me out on my sites, Kathy Watson Speaks. CathiSpeaks.com or simplyageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. Oh, click on the one with David Taylor and I doing our Simply Ageless performers. And click on video, Roger Plummer and I doing Shakespeare and soul songs. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the great themes found today, 400 years later, in soul songs. And when you see, now that video runs about 17 minutes, but I do have one that the total running time is 4 minutes, but you don't really capture the guts and the glory of what we are doing. Then, click on books. Mm-hmm. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now. Right this very minute. No costly equipment. No costly surgery. My methods are au naturel. And they're simple and easy to learn. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. The results are amazing. And by calling in or contacting me and letting me know what show you listen to, I will forward the book to you free. This is not bait and switch. This is absolutely free. You will love it. Now scroll down. By the way, that's nonfiction. Scroll down. And you'll see choices. This is nonfiction. These are true stories. Absolutely true stories. A tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice choice and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. These are just brilliant, ordinary people. They got to the top through going through the abyss, trials and tribulations. And what can you learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. The book is available. You can get a discount by calling me at 847-882-8717. Otherwise, you can get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. Ah. That is fiction and nonfiction. You know, I did go to Africa. Oh, I would go back in a heartbeat on a safari tour. And the minute you say, my land is Kenya, Roger Whittaker, oh, isn't it? It's just an incredible song. But you could get the book, The Heart of the Lion, through Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Now, I want to tell you about the book that Tom just wrote. It came out on July 15th, Tate Publishing, The Second Coming. Yeah, and it did happen. It did happen. The Second Coming of Christ did happen. The book is fiction. And this is one of the notable authors in Montreal, Canada. He's a well-known historical blogger on Christianity in historical fiction. And this is what he wrote about the book. You won't be able to put it down. Any of the books that I am highlighting today, you will not be able to put them down. The Second Coming by John Patrick captures the essence of a great mystery and turned it into a thrilling work of Christian fiction. Filmmakers around the world are focusing on the rapture and the end of days storylines, drawing from prophecy to explain what the world is headed for. Author Patrick has envisioned a plausible story with realistic characters and an adventurous plot. This one is not to be missed. The Second Coming. And then, scroll down, I'm pretty sure I have it there, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. That through self-growth and Amazon.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I know if you're logged on, it's boo. It's the 31st. Halloween, Halloween. Oh, what scary things are seen. Witches hats, coal black hats, broomstick riders, mice and rats. Did you know that Halloween is one of the oldest holidays still celebrated today? And it's one of the most popular holidays, second to Christmas. Now, speaking of Christmas and gift-giving, take this down, log on lobstergram.com. The telephone number is 800-548-3562. I just got their holiday catalog. 20% off of everything in the catalog with a $150 purchase. I am telling you that once you have tasted their lobsters, filet mignon, their soups, their desserts, you will be spoiled. You will not be able to go to any other brand. And his name is Dan Zawesky, and he is the Lobster Man. He's the founder of it. From our shore to your door, Zawecki. I'm sorry, it was Zawecki. I'm so excited about having all of you know about Impact and Ironworkers that sometimes I get ahead of myself. Our bestseller, Dive In, the lobster, cold water lobster. I gave you the website, and they're celebrating 27 years of unforgettable gourmet experiences. I'd have to say that this is the Dom Pérignon of gift giving. In fact, I called Cindy, our daughter, and I said, I'm putting in my request for Christmas, because I was introduced to Lobster Graham. She sent it to me on my birthday, and their lava cake, lobstergram.com, 800-548-3562. Listening to Live with Kathy gave you all of the contact information, and I want you to know, I'm going to segue into, did you know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven? What do you have? I don't know what you have. Do you have a book? Do you have an invention? Do you have something that you want to share with the world? It is so affordable. Call me at 847-882-8717. And we, mi ćemo dogovoriti. That in Croatian is, we shall talk. And of course you know that Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Pérignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on ironworkers.org to find out about ironworking, but you're going to find out about Impact, www.impact-net.org. It is my pleasure. I love illuminating the ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Ironworkers.org. And right after the show, oh, weather report. In Illinois, suburbs, yep, we're getting the rain that they were talking about. But that doesn't stop us. No, I will be doing my climbing today. Oh, I might do 25 flights in under 10 minutes. And Hoffman Estates Park District is all of the park districts, they're a wonderful vehicle for those of you that are kind of bored and lonely. You don't have to be. Log on heparks.org. And we have a 50-plus club consortium directed by Rika Kuff, who does a magnificent job of keeping you busy, keeping you healthy and happy. Live life laughing with love. Pick up the mirror. Come on, pick up the mirror. Oh, we didn't do our big cat stretch. Come on. Yawn, yawn, yawn. Oh, my goodness, it's 7:13 already. Our big stretch. And remember, the first hour is the rudder of the day. You're planning your day. But how do you look? How do you want to look? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir, Secret 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for distressing our faces. And hey, guys, this is for you, too. The book is available through calling me. Get in touch with me, and she'll be my pleasure. And it's a free book. Now remember, stress, toxicity, and trauma, that they all, and even anger, releases toxins into the body. And they're leading factors in premature aging, and in some cases, death. I'm a fashionista. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized. Never glamorized. That's going to change, and it has been. If you really want to see some great beauties, log on beauty contests. Go to Google and see the Miss Senior America pageant. Oh, at the end of October, I just can't believe it. Are you going to have more month than money? How about a home-based business? Call me, 847-882-8717. And if you have a little niggly financial issue, Greg McIntyre, our CPA, would be more than happy to help you with it. ahtax@ameritech.net. You know, more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And it could be you. Call me at 847-882-8717. By the way, I'll be on the air tomorrow at 8 a.m., 8 to 9. I love to change my strategies, shift my strategies. And it's going to be, here we go, oh yeah, November 1st, Saturday, 8 to 9, from Russia with Love. They had this great big anti-aging symposium right after the Olympics in Sochi, Russia. I would have loved to have been there. So be sure and tune in tomorrow from 8 to 9. That is Central Time. Okay, I've got to make you aware, my public service announcements. Beware the latest scams and know the defense. But did you know that domestic and verbal and emotional abuse are pandemic? And that domestic abuse, left unchecked, can be brutal, even deadly? Look, let's call it, let's call this violence what it really is. It's a crime. And both men and women are perpetrators. Think with me right now. Think back to when you were first in the relationship. What a loving person this man or woman was. And how great things were. Yeah, women have been known to be abusers. Domestic abusers. Ah, then the violence starts. Well, for whatever reason, you don't want to leave your relationship. You just want the violence to stop. Oh, quit whining. It won't. Not without help. Reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your community and state. And look, guys, time for you to get off your duff. It's time for you, your derrieres. It's time for your voices to be heard. Men very often are hesitant to make a statement. Why? You know, this could be your mother, your sister, your daughter, your granddaughter, your cousin. They may be a victim of abuse, and you're going to be quiet about it. And hey, you gals too, let your voice be heard. Get involved. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline, the number is 877-863-6338, but you could call that number and tell them, well, I live in Arkansas or I live in New York. They'll give you the abuse hotline number. And then let's talk about the sociopaths out there, the scam and con artists. You see, they already know you. They know who you are. They belong on the stage. They're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. Now, be with me here. Doesn't it make sense that if you're wooing someone and they want your money, no matter how long it takes, you're only going to see their good side? They're sociopaths. Silver-tongued serpents. Don't you dare give them any money. And by the way, even highly educated people fall for this. If you won a lottery, You don't have to pay for them to send it to you. It's a scam. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number where you live. Call the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Thank you, ARP Magazine. 800-646-2283. And you want to know what? This will wake you up. Based on reports, victims, and we're all targeted, lose $30 million a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. And the PSAs have been brought to you because they care from the contributing authors and choices. Steven Stressler, Reviva Labs, leading in skincare. From humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Rhea Schmidt, who said, in life there are so many choices to be me. I got to be who I am and rejoice in where I am going. And you'll love Rudy Segovia's story. He's the son of a migrant farm worker. Farm workers. Hey, that didn't stop Rudy. He became a master achiever. He reached the American dream. It's all in choices. And then my story through the years, all things Kathy. Read and find out how I found out about what our greatest freedom is. Remember now, the domestic abuse hotline in Illinois is 877-863-6338. And the con and scam artists, the hotline is 800-646-2283. You see, they want your money. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it, didn't we? Listening to Live with Kathy. And it's Halloween. Oh, I hope that the weather clears up. Man, it's really coming down here in the suburb of Chicago. Did you know the history of Halloween? It's always celebrated on the night of October 31st. And the word Halloween is a shortening of All Hallows' Evening, also known as Halloween or All Hallows' Eve. Now, traditionally, the activities include trick-or-treating, bonfires, costume parties, visiting haunted houses. Oh, I know, out in Willowbrook, Willow Springs, Illinois, there's a cemetery, allegedly, where the ghost of the young gal that was killed near that cemetery that appears every Halloween. So tonight, allegedly, she is supposed to be seen. And there are people that say that they saw her. And you could carve jack-o'-lanterns. Irish and Scottish immigrants carried versions of the tradition to North America in the 19th century. Other Western countries embraced the holiday in the late 20th century, including Ireland, the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the United Kingdom, as well as Australia and New Zealand. Halloween has its origin in the ancient Celtic festival known as Samhain. It's Samhain, but the pronunciation is Samhain. The festival of Samhain is a celebration of the end of the harvest season in Gaelic culture. Samhain was a time used by the ancient pagans to take stock of supplies and prepare for winter. Yes, it's the fall of the year. We have winter, spring, summer, fall. And they're preparing for winter. The ancient Gaels believe that on October 31st, the boundaries between the worlds of the living and the dead overlapped, and the deceased would come back to life and cause havoc, such as sickness or damaged crops. Interesting. This is why I love radio. It makes me research. Look what we found out about impact and ironworking. Chuck is a walking encyclopedia. Challenge yourself. Do you want to be on radio? Do you want to host your own show? It's all affordable, and it's your self-development. Now, back to the festival. The festival would frequently involve bonfires. Now, we're going back to the boundaries between the worlds of the living and the dead. It is believed that the fires attracted insects to the area, which attracted bats to the area. These are additional attributes of the history of Halloween. I didn't figure that one out, did you? Masks and costumes were worn in an attempt to mimic the evil spirits or appease them. Isn't that interesting? I remember when I tricked, I think I went out once. I was a ballet dancer. No, I was a fairy queen. And you know what I did? I took flour. And I had white hair. And where? I must have been in ballet at the time. I don't know. Now, trick-or-treating is an activity for children on or around Halloween in which they proceed from house to house in costumes, asking for treats such as confectionery with the question, trick-or-treat. The trick part of trick-or-treat is a threat to play a trick on the homeowner or his property if no treat is given. Trick-or-treating is one of the main traditions. Traditions! Oh, don't you love Fiddler on the Roof? Of Halloween. It has become socially expected that if one lives in a neighborhood with children, one should purchase treats in preparation for trick-or-treats. The history of Halloween has evolved. Popular in the United States, Kingdom, well, we already told that, due to increased American culture influence in recent years, imported through exposure to U.S. television and other media. Oh, trick-or-treating has started among children in many parts of Europe and in Saudi Arabia. My goodness, the most significant growth in resistance is in the United Kingdom, where the police have threatened to prosecute parents who allow their children to carry out the trick-or-treat element. Huh. Isn't that? Yes. Well, but then we don't know what their mindset is. In Ohio, Iowa, and Massachusetts, the night designated for trick-or-treating is often referred to as Beggar's Night. And the costume dressing up goes back to Middle Ages. Trick-or-treating resembles the late medieval practice of souling, where poor folk would go door to door on November 1st, receiving food in return for prayers for the dead on All Souls Day, November 2nd. Okay, happy Halloween. Remember to vote. November 4th. If you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Let your voice be heard and your choice. And Sunday, Walenda is going to walk the tightrope in Chicago. Let's send him all good wishes. And remember, tune in tomorrow, 8 to 9 a.m. Au revoir. My pleasure.